Good morning. It is July 18th, 2015. The time is 0509 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Saturday morning. Early start to the morning, positive start to the morning as well. And we've all heard of Shark Week that recently took place. Well, here's something new. 5 days, five facilities. One re-engineered drone, and live on Periscope, July 20th through the 24th, next Monday through Friday. It's a five-day live stream bonanza that GE is launching. It's called Drone Week. Hashtag Drone Week. Yes. And General Electric is going to prove itself to be a brand unafraid of experimenting with platform and format. Next week, the brand takes another bold step in its quest to boast, about the scope of its scientific and industrial capabilities in a fun, relatable way, by using the live streaming app Periscope to launch a week-long content extravaganza called Hashtag Drone Week. For 5 days, Periscope users will be able to crisscross the United States to get a drone's eye view of some of the company's least accessible facilities, where jet engines, locomotives, wind turbines, and industrial machinery are made and tested to extremes, featuring interviews and expert commentary from GE scientists and technologists. It's like Shark Week for science and social media nerds such as myself. This is a quote from a gentleman from GE, a Sam Ulstein. We've always tried to tell the full picture of the GE story, which is a complicated one. So anytime we can talk about the various industries and variety of expertise and disciplines, we try to find a unique and innovative way to do that. Again, says GE Director of Innovation, Sam Olson. Drone Week allows us to showcase five different sites and five industries to give people a real cool perspective and peek at some of the stuff they don't see often, but does have an impact on their lives. And let's see, Drone Week Day 1 will be in the Houston, Texas, at GE Blowout Preventer Malfunction Facility, which produces subsea machinery that are the last line of defense in controlling pressure in the most extremes deep sea drilling environments. Day 2 will take viewers to Pebbles, Ohio, where GE's jet engine test facility is located in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. For day 3, it's flying over the wind farms of Tehachapi, Chappie, California. Day 4 is at GE's locomotive manufacturing plant in Fort Worth, where the drone will take views through the 1 million square foot facility. Wow, that's a lot of real estate. And along the complex journey of the most powerful, heavily hauled locomotives in North America. So the choo-choo trains. And finally, day 5 is in Greenville, South Carolina, at GE's Power and Water Test Facility, where the world's largest and most effective gas turbines are tested. All the content shot next week will share across the brand's YouTube channel and Facebook page after the initial Periscope run, so people will be able to see highlights after the fact. So they're archiving it on YouTube. The drone cast will be on at General Electric. They are on Twitter. with simultaneously interview and complimentary happenings on at GE Drone Pilot. The latter account will come across as another commentator in the main feed to narrate what users are seeing and responding to viewers' questions in real time with Periscope. That's one of the great things about Periscope, in real time, with the extra options to watch it archived on YouTube. So like a tour guide for the live stream. Mr. Olson says, lessons learned during its Periscope effort at the NFL draft illustrates the importance of interacting with viewers at the stream happenings. So let's see. They continue to say, we see a lot of two-way dialogue, not just a broadcast, but the questions and feedback as a stream happens. So we really want to learn in to the interactivity of the medium, says Olson. So Drone Week, hoping it may become its own annual event. So this is the first. We love to scale this and think about how we could make it a regular thing or turn it up into a bigger content franchise, says Olson. Is that his name? Olstein. So we're hoping that we get some beautiful, interesting content and can build a foundation of things to come. Drone Week, live streaming on Periscope. That is pretty cool. Some interesting things happening on the Periscope. So I just came across this, found it very interesting, and thought I'd present it here on this audio. So I'll be keeping in touch, looking for this. And even if you don't have the app, you can look for the replay. And like I said, they're going to have it on their archived on their YouTube as well. So it should be some interesting stuff. I'm really interested in the windmill farm, as well as the choo-choo factory, train factory there. What'd they say, 1,000 square foot or something like that, or a million? So it should, oh, here it is, a 1,000,000 square foot facility. That is a big facility. Wow. Interesting stuff. Came across this over on the news feeds, an article out of Fast Company there, and behind the brand. So they're definitely, GE is going to be shown behind their brand next week on Drone Week. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And peace.